This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. There's no escaping death or taxes, or so the cliche goes, but this year, for some Americans, it may be a case of one or the other. Mary Claire Lawrence, a Santa Rosa tax attorney, explains.
Unless they change it, in 2010, if someone dies, whether they are Bill Gates or the poorest person in the world, there will be no estate taxes levied. There will be no estate tax returns filed. It is something that nobody saw coming.
Well, actually, that's not quite how it was.
It's like a freight train that you saw 10 miles down the road, and you've got this huge sign across the tracks, maybe 10 signs across the track saying stop, and everybody agrees the train's going to stop. But it just kept on coming. It just kept on coming. And on January 1st, it hit.
That metaphorical train has been on the tracks since 2001, when the Republican majority in Congress passed legislation to modify the estate tax. They like to call it the death tax, but it is more accurately a slice of the money, the estate, that would otherwise go to the heirs of the decedent. That legislation gradually increased the estate tax exemption, the amount of the estate that is not subject to the tax, from $1 million to $3.5 million, which is where it stood last year, before it was completely zeroed out for 2010.
But if they just stopped right there, that would have been a significant revenue loss to the federal government that would have increased the deficit. So they said, but in 2011, we'll go back to $1 million. So instead of at a 10-year window, they were able to look at a 20-year window and say, well, from 2011 to 2020, we'll get back all those taxes we lost, so this is really revenue neutral.
Back in 2001, when the exemption was at $1 million, it affected about 2% of the population. A decade later, with increased property values and 10 more years of retirement plan earnings, Lawrence says the number of estates affected is projected to jump up sharply.
If there's 100,000 estate tax returns that were filed in 2002, my guess is there's going to be 200,000 estate tax returns filed in 2011 when the estate tax limit is set to go to $1 million again. That is a result that politically Congress can't live with.
As a practical matter, the absence of an estate tax this year doesn't really take effect until September, which gives the current Congress time to change the law. And Lawrence says there is an obvious solution available to them.
What's likely to happen is that Congress is going to enact legislation that will send things back to where they were last year, which was that there is a $3.5 million per person estate tax exemption.
But is there enough political will or partisan cooperation available to get Congress to make such a change? Lawrence is hedging her bets and giving low odds on constructive action.
I'm one of those people that kept reassuring clients over and over again, yes, the train is coming, it will stop. They can't possibly ignore the train. They have to stop the train. I was dead wrong. Better than 50%, but honestly, I just don't know if Congress can do anything right now.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.